In this video, we're going to be discussing 2023 updates and new presumptions for Gulf War veterans with Gulf War syndrome. So who is exposed to toxins during the Gulf War? Well, VA recognizes Persian Gulf War service as service in the Southwest Asia Theater of Military Operations beginning on August 2, 1990. Gulf War service locations include Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and more. During the Persian Gulf War, service members were exposed to numerous toxins and harmful environmental conditions, including smoke from oil well fires, nerve gas releases, insecticides and pesticides, vaccinations, particulate matter, and more. After the Persian Gulf War, veterans began to experience unexplained illness and symptoms collectively referred to as Gulf War illness or Gulf War syndrome. For more information on what Gulf War syndrome is and the types of symptoms, check out our other videos.
So what is VA's Gulf War presumption? To qualify for presumptive service connection, a Persian Gulf War veteran must have experienced symptoms for at least 6 months, and the symptoms must reach a compensable degree, meaning it must be at the level of at least 10% disabling. Also, their symptoms must manifest any time between their active duty in Southwest Asia Theater of Military Operations and December 31st, 2026. So what conditions are covered as presumptive conditions? To start, MUCMEs. A MUCME, or a medically unexplained chronic multi-symptom illness, is a diagnosed condition characterized by clusters of symptoms without a conclusive pathophysiology or etiology. VA lists chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and functional gastrointestinal disorders as examples of MUCMEs. Next, undiagnosed illnesses. Undiagnosed illnesses require objective evidence showing a veteran has symptoms of an illness that a doctor cannot diagnose or determine the cause of. Some symptoms of undiagnosed illnesses include abnormal weight loss, cardiovascular symptoms, fatigue, headaches, and sleep disturbances. This is not an exhaustive list, meaning other symptoms can be indicative of an undiagnosed illness.
VA also includes infectious diseases as part of the Persian Gulf War presumptions, and this also applies to veterans that served in Afghanistan after September 2001. For veterans diagnosed within 1 year of separation, VA presumes service connection for the following infectious diseases: brucellosis, Campylobacter jejuni, Coxiella burnetii, malaria, non-typhoid salmonella, Shigella, West Nile virus. And then veterans who are diagnosed at any time after their separation qualify for presumptive service connection for the following infectious diseases: Mycobacterium tuberculosis and visceral leishmaniasis.
So what is the Gulf War presumption for particulate matter-related conditions? VA has added three new presumptive conditions for veterans related to particulate matter exposure in Southwest Asia. They include chronic asthma, rhinitis, and sinusitis. To qualify for the presumption, the respiratory condition must have manifested within 10 years of a qualifying period of military service. This particulate matter presumption impacts veterans who served between August 2, 1990 to present in Southwest Asia, that is, Gulf War veterans, and veterans who served in Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Syria, or Djibouti between September 19, 2001 to present.
So what do veterans need to know? Basically, when the PACT Act was passed in 2022, it added 23 conditions to the presumptive list for covered veterans. To learn more about what exactly the types of veterans and conditions are that are covered by the PACT Act, be sure to watch our videos about that. Gulf War veterans can qualify for presumptive service connection if their service meets the covered veteran criteria and they have one of the conditions included in the presumptive list. Conditions include respiratory illnesses, cancers, and more. For the full list of presumptive conditions, read on our blog linked in the description. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel to stay updated on Gulf War presumptions and other VA benefits. If you need assistance overcoming a denial of benefits related to Gulf War syndrome, be sure to call our office. To learn more about Gulf War syndrome, check out our video titled Gulf War Syndrome and Presumptives. Thanks for watching.